It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina Sewa in your midday. I am here with a rising star, a shining light. We've been playing her music. Coco Jones is in Philly. Let's get a hand clap. Hello. The team is here.
Yes, I'm here with the team. I'm ready to get a Philly cheesesteak.
Hello.
We going there after this.
Yes, yes. I love that about you. You like to eat.
I do.
Yes, and you like to crack jokes.
I do.
That I love about you. Girl, you are blowing up right now. First of all, I see you as number one.
Okay.
Your first number one.
So crazy.
How do you feel? You prayed for this.
I definitely did. I mean, honestly, it's really overwhelming to think about. And I still sometimes like ask my team, I'm like, what does this really mean?
Yeah.
Like, how does this happen? Because I just know it's not just me. There's so many pieces that had to be in place for this to happen the way it's happening. So I'm just kind of shook that it's happening now.
Did you think this song was going to be the song to get you to number one?
I didn't know how none of this works. So I didn't know a thing. I mean, truthfully, I'm really, really glad that I have people around me who have been here and done this so that I don't have to figure it out. I don't want to figure it out. I just want to do my part and sing my little songs, and then y'all do the rest. It's too hard.
Right. Did you get your plaque yet? Because you got a gold plaque,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. I literally was at the label, the New York branch of the label, and I thought I was just going there to meet people because there's so many people on the staff that I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
So I walk in there like ready to like shake hands and like meet new people, and there was a whole party. They got me.
For
and
you.
I am literally like a control freak. So the fact that I didn't know this and nobody, I couldn't get the surprise out of anyone. I was like, dang.
All so right. What was the first thing you did with the plaque?
Well, the first thing I did was just held it and took pictures. But they got to send it to me because I saw it in New York. So
okay.
They have to send it to me. But I'm really probably going to like put it in my mama house.
Yeah.
Because I want to like, I want my journey and my successes to really be reflected with my mom because she was really my team before I had a team. You know, like she was the glam, the creative director, the management, literally the sound, the audio engineer. And
right.
Now that I'm learning all of these pieces of the staff, I'd be like, oh my God.
My mama did a lot.
I'm like, you was overworked. Thank you. That was too much. How'd you do that? Literally. But yeah, I'm excited for her to have him at her house.
I love that. How's your dad feel?
My dad is shook. Like my parents both just, they knew it was going to be. And even when I wasn't sure, I would run to them like, y'all, I'm not sure no more. I'm not sure. But they always were like, keep going. Like, they would lift me up when I did not have the strength to keep going on my own. So I think everybody's like sigh of relief, but also very rewarding. It feels like we just are at the end of a marathon. And of course, there's way more to do. But like, that was a really long, really long run there. You
it
know?
Was because really your journey, mm-hmm. you know, with the acting and the singing as a kid from yeah. being on Disney and mm-hmm. people think you're new. Right. But for you, you literally this has been a marathon for
yes.
you.
Yes.
And you're finally seeing you're reaping the rewards of yes. your hard work.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about that start because people are noticing you. So you did just win the NAACP Image Award for Outstanding New Artist.
Yeah.
So you got that. And you're nominated at the BET Awards as well
yes.
for Best New Artist.
Yes.
So congratulations,
Thank you.
Coco.
Thank you so much. It's so, so weird.
Right.
I'm like, wow. You know, you'd be wanting these things to happen and you're like praying for them to happen and anticipating it. And then you get there and I'm like, this is so weird. I can't believe it's like happening now, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't really know.
God's timing.
Feel. Yes, God's timing. Sure.
What didn't you expect that's happening now that you didn't anticipate?
I honestly, it's hard to say because I do feel like it's kind of like deja vu in a sense because I did have a real peak when I was younger. I had like the number one TV movie in America.
Right.
I was at a record label
right.
and I had heat around me, momentum. So I do feel a similar, it's kind of deja vu-y. And so there's not really much that I didn't expect. You know what? I probably will say I didn't expect to see such a big staff and what it really takes because at that time I was such a fetus. I was like, I'm just happy to be here. What the hell? So now I'm like an adult and I want to learn the ins and outs.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect how big the machine has to really be us as a team
right.
to really break as an artist. And I didn't expect that TV wouldn't really change what the music still has to hit.
Right.
It's like a whole different, I thought they help each other in a way.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is like a little, got a little cheat code here.
Right.
But no.
Right.
It's like, girl,
you
got to
see what it's a completely different audience. You got to build it.
Completely different entity. Like, they want to see what them streams is hitting for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's completely different.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that too. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. So, you like being in Philly.
Because
you were just here
I know.
For the Roots Picnic.
Yes.
And you were a part of Adam Blackstone, who's a friend of the show. Yes. Shout out to Adam, who literally moves everything in music, including Super Bowl halftime shows.
Okay, Adam.
Right, Emmy-winning Adam Blackstone. And you were performing with Mary Mary. Mm-hmm. It was such a moment because mm-hmm. we didn't see God coming to the man that day. We ain't know God was coming down right. along with Coco Jones. You brought the spirit. Can you talk about that moment? Because you went viral singing with Mary Mary.
Yeah. Honestly, it was a very impromptu thing that we just decided to do the day before. And I didn't expect the Holy Spirit to come and talk to me on the stage because the lyrics actually really, really hit differently being where I'm at in life right now. Mm. I used to sing that song all the time in a completely different chapter of my story that was way more confusing. So it just hit different to sing on stage and say those lyrics because I felt them. You don't know how much I prayed. Mm. Like, I literally felt it. So I was like, ooh, let me not break out into something right now because this is triggering. But
can you talk about your relationship with God? Because that's what I've been learning about you and just watching interviews, how close your relationship is.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I had to get close because I either feel like it was either going to get super close or super far away because mm-hmm. I was in such a not isolated state, but nobody really knew what I was going through. You know, my peers were in college and my siblings were too. Like, they were all going through, like, not the safer route, but the more makes more sense route.
And so traditional.
More traditional.
Right.
My route in life, I feel like I was the only one taking it, you know? Like, I'm still pursuing the singing thing since I was a little kid. And to some people, it just didn't make sense. Like, you still trying to do that, girl? Like, what's going on? My right. grandparents were like, is she in school? What's she doing over there? Like, they didn't understand. And so I felt like, man, I'm really the only one who gets this. This is so uncomfortable. And I really was like, okay, listen, God, like, I cannot do this by myself. I'm either going to rep you and you're going to help me out here because this is very scary.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what I got to do. It's all up to me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't live like that. And so I really feel like my relationship with God got more personal and more spiritual. And I look at Jesus like my homeboy. Like, he's everything. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the only one who was really there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was me and him in those really unsure, uncertain times where I did not know when the dark tunnel was going to have light again.
Right.
I did not know when.
Yeah.
So I needed comfort. And that's what I look at God like. I feel like this is all so much bigger than me. And I really, really want to have peace. That's what everyone is searching for. And so that's why I prioritize God so much, because he gave me peace in the middle of all of those storms.
Mm.
And all of these things are the icing on the cake, but they can never be the cake.
Yeah.
I found out through the stillness and through the silence what's really my source.
Ooh. Okay, mm-hmm. Coco, you gave me chills over here. So you coming back to Philly. This is why I say you love Philly, because you're also doing Made in America.
Girl, yes.
Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
What are we planning here?
I mean, to eat it up on stage. What do you mean? But no, I'm super, super excited because the lineup is so crazy.
Yes.
I'm just happy to be there. I think my team is really killing it, like fighting for me and getting me to these places. So I can't wait to eat it up.
So it's Lizzo, SZA, Miguel, Tems, Ice Spice, Mace, Cameron,
me.
Coco Jones.
My ass. What the hell? Like, no. So surreal. So surreal.
You belong there,
Thank
girl.
You.
You
Thank
belong.
You. Thank okay. you. Thank you, Mina.
All right. So it is Black Music Month. Girl, mm-hmm. I was watching you perform Brandy's Full Moon. I literally got chills.
Thank you.
It wasn't just a performance. You did a whole video.
A whole thing.
A recreation of it.
Yes.
Talk about that, because I know that Brandy, the vocal Bible, inspires you.
Hello. Absolutely. Getting to pay homage to Brandy. And honestly, every chance that I get, getting to pay homage to the women who walk so that I can run. Like, even having SWV, their sample on my Double Back single. Like, it's just like really, really important to me because I needed that representation to inspire me to continue to have me dream bigger and see the possibilities of what I could do as well. Rihanna and Beyonce, like, all of these women have broken down doors so that it's easier for me to get in. And that's what I want to do for the next generation as well. So it's all like super important to me to give credit where credit is due.
I love that. You killed it. You ate it up.
Thank you.
I got chills.
Thank you.
So I see that you've been teasing a video is coming out. You got your little outfit. It's not a lot to the outfit.
Don't do that. There's a lot of pearls on it.
That's all on the outfit. A couple
right,
of little
right.
balls.
You got
and
me.
That's
you got
it.
Me. You got me. Yeah,
what is
right.
that for? What, like, how are we moving forward? Because I see you as super big, but then you got Double Back and you got Fallen. So what's like the next thing that you guys are pushing?
Well, today's Thursday, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes out. oh, girl, well, the video comes out in 30 minutes. This is an exclusive.
Exclusive.
Okay, well, actually, I think I just want to show all the different sides of me. And I feel like what I didn't tell you, my EP does that really well. And I just want to, like, give the songs their moment. Give the different versions of me a moment so people can really know, like, y'all love ICU, but here's a 5, 6, 7, and 8. I bet you didn't know I could hit it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to make sure that everyone knows who I really am, all the sides of me. So, Crazy For Me, we're doing a live EP performance of it, full choreo. And yes, I got my little outfit on with the pearls. And it's just really, really dope, the choreography and everything. And I'm really excited for people to see and know that I can act, I can sing, and I can also dance.
And drop it.
Okay.
I see you practicing with your moves. I said, okay, Coco, we're doing the head roll.
Not the hair flip. Yes, I do. I do practice. I want to make sure that I'm trying to get better and better with each show. So yeah. I'm already prepared when I get the huge opportunities like Made in America. I got to eat that up.
So what's the next song officially?
The next song officially is Double Back.
Double Back.
Yes,
okay, so that's the SWV sample.
Yes, absolutely.
Which you ate as well.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank girl. You. I'm seeing people are really hype about that song.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see what it does. But, of course, I don't want ICU. I don't want ICU rain to stop because I love seeing when I go to concerts how hard they sing these songs. Like, it's really our song.
Remember the last time you sang it live? I had a tear. Mm-hmm. That's how powerful your voice was in singing that song.
Thank you.
So you still ain't tell me who it was about, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Ooh.
So you talked about how, like, the actress side is completely different from the singing side.
Yeah.
It's literally two different audiences. Mm-hmm. So when you're out and about, now that you have your very first number one song and we got a plaque, okay, and we all over the place. I seen you getting money. You was on a couple commercials, Xfinity. Wait, let me pull your commercials up.
Not the resume.
Dunkin' Donuts. You advertising tea.
Hey, listen.
She's having to get this tea money.
Yeah,
what is it? The Lipton?
It's pure leaf tea.
Pure leaf tea. Get my tea right.
But they actually had a really, really dope message behind our campaign together. It was like how to be subtly sweet. And basically it's saying how to stand up for yourself and have more boundaries in the workplace, in your life, in relationships, which is the tea.
Right, right. So you're everywhere. So now are people recognizing you more as Coco the singer, or is it still mostly like, oh, you the girl from Bel Air?
It's really almost, it's kind of like singer is really starting to become that thing.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's so interesting to watch because I've always been like recognized as characters. Like, oh, you're da 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 da.
From Let It Shine or whatever. Right,
ever
right,
since
right.
I've been 13, I'm like, it's a character first.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to hear people be like, oh my gosh, your song.
Yes.
That's the first thing they say to me. And I'm like, ooh, yes. Because
so
that's what I wanted.
Every time I talk about you, I have to connect the dots.
Really?
Just so people know, you know, like this is Hilary Banks on Bel Air and from Disney and also Coco Jones.
Right.
Like, they're one in one.
Right. Yeah. It is crazy. I think either you find out about me through music and then you're like, what the hell? She's also on this. Or you look at me as Hillary and then you go look me up and it's like, wow, this music is popping.
Yeah.
Which is really what I wanted. And I'm so glad that my team was behind that timeline. Like, when I was filming Bel Air, I was also in the studio almost every night.
Wow.
I wanted to make sure that there was really quality music out right when the show came out. I didn't want people thinking I was an actress acting like a singer. Everybody, they don't know, but singing was always first.
Mm.
Acting was just a real tangible job I could try out for.
Right, and you need to get paid while the singing works.
Right, I'm like, something
while
has to break.
While the singing goes, I need to get a check.
Right, because music is so chaotic. There's no real, this is what you do, A, B, C. It's like, I mean, you can skip this or you can start here. It's just too chaotic.
Yeah.
At least acting is a little more structured, so it was kind of like the safer thing to do while I was trying to make music pop.
Yeah. So Bel Air season 2 just wrapped up. What are we doing with season 3?
Girl, only Christ himself knows.
Not Christ.
Literally. Everybody's like, what do you think? You need to get back with Jazz. I'm like, can you, y'all?
That was weird.
I didn't write the show.
That was weird.
That was weird.
The football player came in and
what, you wasn't living for it?
Jazz is like, damn.
Who you want?
I want Hillary to be happy.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Like, can that be the motive? Because y'all coming for me. Dang. But no, I'm not sure where they're going to take the storyline. I am really excited, though. I'm like, oh, Hillary, please. I don't want to catch no more smoke on your behalf. Like, make the right choice.
So there is a season 3. Are you guys started that?
We haven't started yet. It's definitely been picked up, but we haven't started filming it yet.
Do you have a script, at least?
I do not. Well,
okay.
Currently in Hollywood, there's a writer's strike going on.
Right, yeah.
it's affecting, you know,
Bel Air,
right? Everybody up in there.
They almost didn't have the Tony Awards, right? Because of the writer's strike.
It's getting crazy,
right?
It's definitely crazy. But you know, as soon as they meet, everyone gets happy with what's going on in the situation. Then I'm sure that they'll start the process of writing season 3. I don't know what that timeline looks like, though.
Okay, well, we'll wait on it. Until then, I like to do this little game with you. Hillary Banks versus Coco Jones.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so let's get into it. Okay. Hillary Banks dates guys who are younger. Does Coco?
Ooh, yikes, probably not.
Unless
you know what, I'm going to never say never, but yeah, you would have to really impress me because I'm already like 45 in my spirit being in this industry. This industry will grow you up.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm just always looking at the bigger picture. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I've had to be more mature. So you would have to really impress me, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be coming for you joking about your age all the time.
All right. Hillary Banks dates guys in the music business. Does Coco?
Who is saying Hillary does this? Where are you getting these things?
I mean, he's working at a record store, right?
Girl, why?
That's the music business.
Oh, Lord.
Jazzy works at a record store. That's not the music business.
No, I don't know if I would consider that the music business. Okay. Do I date people in the music business? I feel like a pro of it is that they would understand more about me and my career field. A con of it is I don't really like seeing my personal where my business is at.
Mm.
Like, I'm like, ew, you're here too? Get out of here.
Right, you want to keep it separate so you can decompress.
Like, stop following me.
Right.
But I don't know. I would be open to it because I do like that we would kind of speak the same language. Like, you would know what I'm talking about. But I also don't want to talk about music and stuff all the time.
Right.
Like, sometimes I want to talk about something random, like goldfish. Like, please. Let's not talk about stats and
streams
much,
and
please.
Plaques.
Literally. Like, no, thank you.
All right, last one. Hillary loves to cook. Mm-hmm. Does Coco?
I do love to cook. I actually really do. I don't like to cook under certain circumstances, which happen to be the circumstances a lot, which is one, pressed for time, or two, hungry as hell. So I don't really like cooking like that. I like cooking when there's nothing to do. And
right.
I'm like, let me get a recipe and try this out. It's like science that you get to eat.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it.
Are you a novice cooker? Because, you know, on social media, everybody cooks now. But some people, I'm like, girl, you know you ain't never made that dish before.
That's
trying
hilarious.
To get it on TikTok.
That's
so
hilarious.
Are you I'm trying this for the first time and it's going on TikTok? Or you're I've mastered this recipe. It's my grandmother's and my mother's recipe, and I've been making this my whole life.
Well, there are certain things that are definitely that way.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma has a pound cake recipe that I've been making my whole life. My mama has her mac and cheese that I've been making my whole life. But there are other things where I'm like, let me try this. I found this on TikTok.
Right.
It's very creative over there. Everybody's so creative.
Everybody's so creative. You know, I think she's from Philly.
Is she?
I think she's from Philly.
That's hilarious.
I slid in her DMs and I was like, girl, you want to come on the show? And
uh-uh.
I definitely did not get an answer.
Really?
But I think she's from Philly.
Wow. Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
She's hilarious with that little line.
I love
there.
Her too.
She
and I
hilarious.
Love you, Coco. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much for having
Good
me.
Good luck for everything,
Thank
to everything.
You.
And you're going to get a couple of plaques and make sure you send me one. Okay, so I can put it.
Girl, what?
I can put
you
it.
You're going to have to go to my mama's house to get them. They'll be over there.
Not your plaque, another one. Like
oh,
a separate
okay, an additional one.
Yeah.
Thank
a replica.
Me,
Coco Jones, ladies and gentlemen, actress, singer, comedian. All right, she's also a chef.
I am.
Yes.
Part-time.
Yes, part-time. Here in your middays, it's me to say what? I'm 100.3, Philly's R&B.